Hello.
Hello, yes, hey Cecil, it's Steve here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Please tell me, is this a good time? Can we talk right now?
Yes, we can talk now. I've basically
Sounds
finished my day.
perfect. All right, so let's continue from where we left off. So you were saying, as per your last message to Patrick, that was on 11th, you were confirming the time zone. Right?
I think that's correct. I don't have the email thread in front of me, but that sounds exactly right.
Yep, that's what I'm seeing right now over here. And after that, you had a call with him in which he was asking for the manuscript. As you cleared him that you haven't shared.
I do not remember that, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because that's what happened. As you already cleared him over the email that you haven't shared the manuscript, you have just shared the summary for the four parts of the book. And on the call, he was asking for the manuscript, which you still haven't shared.
And I asked him what manuscripts he had because he told me he already had manuscripts.
Yep, and he told you that he got confused. He thought that the summaries that you have shared was the manuscript. There was a
No,
misunderstanding which got
I
cleared
don't
over the
remember
call.
that.
Cecil, if you don't remember, then how can we came to conclusion?
I have no idea. I have no transcript of the conversation, but at that point, I was so confused because I didn't know what transcript he was talking about,
Yeah, exactly.
and
That's
he.
where the problem created. That's where the problem is created. That there was just confusion and misunderstanding. He thought that you have shared the manuscript. You later cleared it that those were not the manuscript. Those were just the four parts of the summaries. And then when it got cleared that you haven't shared the manuscript and he was asking for the manuscript, that's where you got skeptical and you were asking for the refund, right?
That sounds correct, yeah, because at that point I had really lost confidence in the whole process and the
Exactly. That's what
individuals
it was.
involved.
It was just a little misunderstanding which came to make you this decision. All I'm saying is
I
just a
thought
misunderstanding.
it was a huge understanding, not a minor one.
Cecil, it's just a minor one because you have shared some document. He was just not sure if it's the manuscript or if it's the summary. Once you have cleared it, then obviously you need to send him the manuscript so that we can start working on the process.
No, you're wrong. I shared the summaries and an overview. I knew exactly what I had sent to him because
Yep,
it was in
that's
the.
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Cecil. I'm saying you have shared the summaries with him. Now he was asking for, he thought it was manuscript, which is a misunderstanding. You cleared him that you haven't shared the manuscript. It was just the summaries. And then on call, he was asking for the manuscript, which you still haven't shared. So if you have shared the manuscript, we have already been started working on your project.
Well, he said I shared this manuscript, and he said he had already distributed it to his group. What did he mean by that?
Cecil, you are referring to the previous email.
Yes.
He told you that on, I guess, 9th. And on 11th, you cleared him that those were not the manuscripts. Those were just the summary. And then you
No, it was
guys
on the 10th,
scheduled.
actually. It
Yeah,
was on
and
the 10th.
yeah.
It was not the 11th.
All right, on
Or
10th and
maybe
then
the 9th.
on 11th, you guys scheduled a call. And after on call, he asked you for the manuscript. And we still haven't got your manuscript.
So what do you want to do? I have said that I am disgusted with the way things have happened and I want the refund. I quoted the section in the contract that says that if I am dissatisfied, I will get a full refund. And I wanted to exercise, if I recall correctly, that was
But Cecil,
section four.
there is no point of dissatisfaction at all. It was just a misunderstanding which got cleared over the call. So all we were waiting now is for the manuscript. If we haven't got the manuscript, how...
I don't know what's going on there. I don't remember enough of the phone call. I should have recorded it.
That's where the problem occurs, Cecil. That's what I'm trying to say. That the brain,
and
the
I'm
main concern.
I am not going to go forward with this. I don't trust the people at Penguin. I am not going forward with it. So the question is, what do we do to resolve this? My position is that you owe me the refund.
But Cecil, that is not possible because it totally seems like a change of mind. There is no point of going for a refund. As you still haven't shared the manuscript, how are we supposed to start work?
Look at section 4 of the contract. It says that if at any time the client, that's me, was dissatisfied,
but there needs to be
a
reason for the dissatisfaction. There is no reason for the dissatisfaction. If you were not happy, if you were not satisfied with the edited part.
He lied to me.
No, no one lied to me. Who lied to you?
I decided some time ago when I retired, I'm not going to deal
with people. Who lied to you? Please tell
me
who lied to you.
Anderson, Patrick Anderson.
And
he
exactly
told me
what,
that he had the manuscript and he had distributed them, and he had
come on,
not.
Cecil, that's what I'm trying
that was
to tell
lie.
You. That's what
that
I'm
was
trying
a lie.
To tell you. No, it was not a lie. It was a misunderstanding, which you cleared
and he
later.
Never explained
that
that
these are summaries.
He never did explain that misunderstanding. What manuscripts did he distribute to his group?
He shared these summaries with the team, which he thought was the manuscript.
How could he do that? The summaries are one page. See, that makes no sense to me.
While sharing the summaries, did you mention that these are the summaries, the four parts?
Oh, of course, and they're labeled.
No, you didn't. No. You didn't mention anywhere that these are the summaries.
Oh, yes, I did.
No, you didn't. If you can check your email right now.
There is nowhere I can see that you have mentioned
these are the summaries.
Even if I didn't, they are clearly labeled. It's a one page, and at the top of the page, it starts summary of part one, summary of part two.
No, if you are going with the words, is he not clear in his welcome message that you are required to share the filled out forms along with the manuscript? Then why didn't you share the manuscript instead of the summaries?
First of all, the questionnaires were in a format that did not work on my computer. It required that I have Office 365, and I do not. So I reproduced that questionnaire on my
computer,
and I sent them in.
The questionnaires can surely work on any Office. It doesn't need to be Office 365. Besides this, you just need to download the questionnaire and you can fill it out. It won't be any problem.
Actually,
that's how
I
these
could not
questionnaires.
I'll take that back. I could download it, but then I could not edit it
because
it gave me an alert.
No. On the top, it always shows enable editing. You need to click on enable editing, and then you will be able to edit the manuscript or edit the questionnaire.
And at the top of my Microsoft Word, there was in yellow highlighting alert that you cannot edit this unless you have Office 365.
Did you tell Patrick that you're having trouble filling out the questionnaire?
Of course, and he gave me permission then to reproduce the questionnaire on my computer and then fill out the questionnaire on my computer. He gave me permission to do that. I don't remember if I asked him or if he suggested that. One of us did. I think I suggested, and he said it would be fine, and I sent it to him.
All right, and after that, why didn't you share the manuscript right with the questionnaires?
because I had no idea what the process was. And I asked
he clearly told you the process over the welcome call along with the welcome message. It is clearly mentioned in the welcome message that you need to fill out these questionnaires and you need to send them back along with the manuscript.
Does it say along with the manuscript?
Yep, it says. You can check the email right now because I can see it written over here. It always says to share the manuscript along with the filled out questionnaires. That's the process. That's how we start any project. That's the standard process. That's what he also told you over the welcome call.
Okay, I'll accept that. Then how did he get confused about manuscripts that I
exactly.
had
Exactly, that's
had
the
said.
Problem. That's a problem from your end. If he has asked for the manuscript, why are you sharing the summaries, not even mentioning that these are the summaries?
Because we talked
about that,
it's in an email somewhere.
No, it's nowhere mentioned on email that you are sharing summaries. He thought that you have shared the manuscript. That's why he said that he has shared the manuscripts with the team. Then you asked which manuscript you're talking about. He told you the one that you have shared above. Then you said these are not the manuscripts. These are the summaries in four parts. There was a confusion which got cleared. He asked you over the call to share the manuscript again, so we can start the process, but you still didn't share the manuscript.
Well, I don't have the emails in front of me.
You can check the email.
Let me talk. If you go earlier in the email, you'll find that I asked him, would it be useful to send the four summaries and the overview? I don't remember exactly how that wording went or how the conversation went, but I sent them at his permission. He knew what I had sent him.
He didn't know that you have shared the summary. You never mentioned it anywhere. After he told you that he have shared the manuscript, only then you got confused and you said that you haven't shared the manuscript. Those are the summaries that you have shared. If you don't have the email in front of you, that's fine. We can talk sometime later.
I remember that very well. You're about the fifth person I've gone over this with, so I remember it very well. I have a pretty good
memory. No, you still don't remember it because you are still confused that it is written over there that you need to share the manuscript along with the questionnaires.
I'll look. I don't think that's correct, but I will look.
That's what I'm saying. Let's reschedule the call for tomorrow. I want you to open up the emails in front of you, then we can have a discussion again.
No, I'm not going to do it. Listen. Maybe I was so distracted by the formatting issue with the questionnaires, and there was some either phone call or email about sending the summaries. I asked, would they be useful, or suggested they would be useful. That's in the emails or a phone conversation. I don't remember which. But I'm not going to look this up. You're the fifth person I've talked to this about. You need to decide, what are you going to do? I have requested a refund consistent with Section 4 of the contract. Now, what are you going to do about it?
What I'm saying is there needs to be a reason for the dissatisfaction.
I cannot do anything
until and unless I see a dissatisfaction, a reason for a dissatisfaction. There is no reason right now to refund the amount.
I've explained the dissatisfaction to you quite thoroughly, and then also with four other people.
That is not the dissatisfaction. That is a misunderstanding from your side and from Patrick's side as well.
I am not going to send any manuscripts. I'm finished with Penguin. This whole thing has been one person telling me something and another one telling me something else. You're actually the same.
Everyone is telling you the same thing. It's the same process which everyone knows and everyone follows. And it's the same process which is written on the welcome email, which you can check right now or whenever you get time.
You were the second person who told me you were going to become the head of that section.
No, we have been asking for the manuscript from the first email. You still haven't shared it?
Well, let me tell you this. I am not going to send you any manuscript, period.
All right, then. We won't be able to process any refund because there is no point for the dissatisfaction. If there is any reason, if there is any point to refund the amount, there is any reason that shows that you are dissatisfied, then we can surely refund the amount.
Okay, I can live with that. I'm unhappy with it, but I can live with that. But let me ask you one final question.
Sure.
There's an email thread with mostly with Patrick, I think,
mm-hmm.
on the 9th and 10th of January. Do you have any problem with my sharing that and asking for advice from the writers' clubs that are online or from the Chautauqua group or a similar group in Virginia? I'm asking for permission to share those emails.
I'm sorry, come again? What's the last part?
I'm asking for your approval or permission to share the email thread with people who can give me some advice on how to handle this.
I don't find any email saying all this.
Okay, we're finished. I'm not sending you any email. You're not being helpful at all.
No, but Cecil...